Yeah, we're planning on doing a 130-meter sprint track at the top of the community field in Connah. It's badly wanted. In the area, there is no track facilities at all, so this will be a big addition to the club.
And your club is obviously a growing club with lots of juveniles coming on the scene, Frank.
Yeah, we have a lot of juveniles. We started actually 15 years ago, and we had 89 members then, and we have 325 members last year. So we're growing all the time, expanding all the time. And it has been, I suppose, we've seen it in the success at national level even, and especially in cross country. And we want to transfer some of that to the track end of things now.
So what's your normal training schedule when you cater for that kind of numbers?
We're out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday mainly. With different age groups, different nights. From little athletics, and then we have an adult night on Tuesday night tied in with the older juveniles as well.
So this is all based in the community field in Connah, which obviously is a big base for yourselves as a club.
It is. That's our central base for training. We'd use the woods a small bit as well, but the community field in Connah is where we've started, it's where we've lived, and that's our central base.
So you say 130 metres in length. It's something obviously that's going to be used by all facets of the club, all ages.
Yeah, it's going to be a big facility even for the whole community, not just for the athletics club. And because it's 130 metres, you can do a full 100 metre sprint and you have a runoff at the end, like to slow down. And also incorporating that, we want to put in a high jump area, which is because of the ground, you can't train high jump unless you have proper surface.
We're here this evening at the launch of the event, and obviously from the point of view of fundraising, it's key to get this message out to the people. What's your plan?
We have a number of fundraising events planned for the upcoming couple of months. The one we're launching tonight now is the 100 by 100, and we're reaching out to general public, also in the wider area, people that may have moved away from Connah that might like to support the area. So there is on the poster, there is a QR code which you scan, and that will bring you to the I Donate page, and you can donate €100 on that one. Which is, we want to get 100 people donating €100.
And your estimated cost overall when the project is finished, what are you looking at?
We've been quoted, and we reckon it will cost about $150,000 altogether to get the whole thing done, finished, dusted.
So you're hoping for a bit of grant aid and a few more fundraisers as well, obviously, to supplement the 100 by 100.
Yeah, we've applied for a sports capital grant, and we're waiting on news on that. And we've applied for a couple of other grants as well. We received a county council grant, which will be a help in the right direction. And we have a number of other fundraisers coming on stream now over the summer. We're hoping to do a scrap metal collection in July. We actually have a table quiz coming up on the 17th of May. And we're tying in with the Connah Street Festival then on the August Bank Holiday weekend. And there are other fundraisers then coming on later in the year.
Realistically, what's the time frame for the completion of the project?
Realistically, if the fundraisers go according to plan, we'd hope to be going out to tender by the end of the year. And then that's up to the contractor. So we'd hope that within 2 years, we'd be finished.
And the fact that you can finish the project is going to attract huge attention, obviously, to the club. You have so many members at the moment. Can you take more?
We're going to depend on parents getting more involved as well to take more. Obviously, more members means more coaches, more help on the ground. But so far, so good. Parents have been very good to step in when needed, and we're getting great support from the community.
Finally, Frank, this is going to heighten the profile of the club, obviously. You've got wonderful plaudits for hosting the National Novice Cross Country Championships at the back end of, 2022. Mm-hmm. Obviously, huge profile in that event. This is a club really on the up overall.
Yeah, look, there's great drive from the people involved in the club, and we only want the best for our juveniles and for the adults involved, and to hopefully just drive on the place.